למען החי והעי, למען החי והעי, למען החי החי והעי, אדם ונשלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבא שתו לך, 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 למען החי ורחי, השם אלוקינו, אבא שטוב לך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבא שטוב לך.
קטע מתוך מאמרו של הרב"ש,
preparation from רב"ש, Abash's article, The Prayer of Many. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people. Meaning, I am asking for the entire collective, because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive that pleasure from others. In other words, he asks the Creator to give us such an understanding which is called entirely for the Creator. It means that he will be certain that he is not deceiving himself, that he wants to bestow upon the Creator. But perhaps he is really thinking only of his own self-love, meaning that he will feel the delight and pleasure. Therefore, he prays for the collective. This means that if there are a few people in the collective who can reach the goal of dvekut, adhesion, with the Creator, and this will bring the Creator more contentment than if he himself were rewarded with nearing the Creator, he excludes himself. Instead, he wishes for the Creator to help them, because this will bring more contentment above than from his own work. For this reason, he prays for the collective, that the Creator will help the entire collective and will give them that feeling that they receive satisfaction from being able to bestow upon the Creator to bring him contentment. A question for an active workshop: how do we organize a shared request during the lesson so that it would truly be fire and it will come out of us as one correct request? Again, a question for an active workshop: how do we organize a shared or common request during the lesson so that it would truly be fire and that it will come out of us as one correct request?
איך אנחנו מארגנים בקשה משותפת?
How to organize a common request? We came only for that, to prepare this request for the Creator to connect us, to appear between us, to give us the opportunity to delight Him.
We also see that this is not something that we need to choose the right words or meditate in the right manner. It's a desire in the heart. It's something that we build together throughout hours or maybe days or months. And the attempts to create this connection each time, this is what awakens more and more light. And the light itself is the request, is what makes us united in the end. It's not some nice sentence or some special twist that we do that causes things to happen. It's truly exertion. There is exertion here. This is not McDonald's.
There's exertion here of years. It's the maturity of the heart. And it's not my heart, it's our common heart. And from our common request, from this kli that we're building, a kli of connection, only in this way we can obligate Him. We can't hear, we can't react, respond. If there's no common kli that obligates Him, kli of connection, only then He can answer.
Now, when Oren was reading the excerpt, I noticed that the guys were all like before they're getting ready to jump, ready to jump. And we're all there, all of our guys all over the world. It's amazing. And we should make even a greater effort that, so that most of the people will connect into one, into a system that is asking very correctly, just like divinity, Shechina. This is what we will all try to do today.
And the request has to start even from a distance, as long as it will be there. Meaning, don't wait for the request to come. A correct request, otherwise no. If not, with the right intention, then why ask? It's completely incorrect. We have to ask constantly, from the first moment, to try with the request for the friends, together with the Creator. From the most distant point, specifically from that, you can be accurate. If you don't work in it and you wait for the correct request to appear, it will never appear. It only happens from our efforts.
A second question for an active workshop. Let's wish and awaken the confidence in all of our friends in the world Kli that it is within our power to reach Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction. Again, a second question for an active workshop. Let's wish and awaken the confidence in all of our friends in the world Kli that it is within our power to reach Gmar Tikkun.
We can see in the last few lessons, 2-3 weeks, how Rav is flying us to places we never thought we could get to, how we're going through the preface together, how he's giving it, how it awakens the entire Kli, how it creates this yearning, longing in us, how everything begins to connect into one system, the worlds, Bnei Baruch, the whole world, everything becomes connected, and we feel our role, that we really need to be the pipeline that passes everything, and there's a great gratitude for this privilege.
Yes. Now there is some postcard that is flying over all of Israel that is inviting people to come and learn what is true freedom. Come to the freedom. Come to the freedom and learn what true freedom is. So the Creator is inviting us to this ultimate freedom that never ends. It only becomes greater and greater. Who doesn't want that? Everybody wants this thing. And with this freedom, you come out of the ego. All the guys sit there. There is a big whale on barbecue, on fire, a lot of drinks. We're all there. So it's obvious.
התקללות. אנחנו צריכים להתקלל בכל אחד ואחד.
Integration, התקללות. We need to. Each one in the ten has to integrate with each one in the world with all of our hearts. Incorporation, integration, because the Creator is between us. We have to include Him.
Yes, and also Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, is a common movement of all of us. It's not an individual movement. So even the smallest exertion that each one does, it's a small step of this whole machine, this whole system. Therefore, it's not the way it appears to us. It may appear to a person that, what did you do? Just some small step. But this small step is a great step for the entire system. And this whole system is moving, as Rav said a few days ago, so that even a person who doesn't manage to come to the evening lesson, this evening lesson still works within this entire system and it moves it. So each one adds by that to the general system, and this is called the general correction.
Yeah, if I'm in this loop, obviously the end of correction is on the way. And I can pray to my friends in the Ten Gimel, and Ten Gimel can pray for the world clean, the world clean can pray for the whole world. So we have this tremendous power. We are the Creator's children, and we can triumph over Him if we connect. That's all we need to do. Like little kids constantly cry out, don't give up, demand. I don't see a dad that eventually doesn't yield to his kids and give them what they want. Just to nag and never stop asking. Just lock onto the goal and break him eventually. That's what he wants. It's up to us.
And there is no choice. Simply, there is no choice. There is none else. Besides him, we have no choice. We can go in some other direction. The Creator is not going to leave us alone. He will not.
Yames libecha.